Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
We have tonight's guest, esteemed leader of the Kutanawa Nation, Prince Haru Kutanawa. And performance guest, co-leader of the Kutanawa Nation, Dr. Hara Kutanawa. I am Mark Lejeure, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
On my way to this show, I had some thoughts. I was excited about the fact that I was going to be learning more about the Amazon, which was something that I feel like I needed to learn. It is something that I feel like I needed to learn, and something that I felt like I've needed to know pretty much all my life, from when I got conscious about what the Amazon is about and how important it is in many more ways than I even know. And so it dawned on me that as a youngster, personally, I was interested in architecture and in art. And I remember when I finally got to go to Europe and visiting the different countries and seeing the different art sculptures or paintings, and for that matter, buildings that I had learned about. And I was in awe, and some had been restored and were easier to look at and learn about because you could see the colors and the textures, and I had learned about that kind of thing. It was interesting to get a perspective from the people that lived there, that a couple of them shared something that I had never thought of, and they said, you know, we're glad you and many others come to our country to admire this work, and we're glad it's here for you to admire. You know, it's expensive to maintain and to reestablish, refurbish. So we could use the help of people in the world. And that stuck with me. So there are two things there. The first is that one of the things that I was excited about is I was going to get to see architecture that was hundreds of years old, and in some cases, maybe even thousands, a couple thousand at least for sure. And also because, and then learning that we could help. Just because it's in that country doesn't mean that it's not serving all of us. So we could and should help. So the part that I was thinking about today is I've never really learned about the Amazon, and there are trees in the Amazon that are over 100 years old, and for that matter, maybe even thousands. And there are structures in the Amazon, and there are animals in the Amazon, and there are people, and there's heritage and cultures in the Amazon that I haven't learned. And I could learn about the architecture of some of the trees and the rocks and the animals, and this is art, and potentially even more important than art, because the Amazon also is a way that we breathe on the planet. And for that matter, there are plants from which we have gotten medicine. And again, for that matter, there are animals and there are people that live there. So we can learn. We can teach classes on it. It's not just about Roman architecture or Egyptian architecture. It could be about architecture of the stones and the forests and all of the wonders, the science of and the wonders of. That's the word. The wonders and the possibilities for all who not only live there, but who live here and anywhere else, and not just now, but in the future. So we could care, we should care, we can learn, we should learn, and we can help, and we should help.
So you're saying that the Amazon aren't just big warehouses full of boxes to be shipped from here to there?
Where toys and food stuff come in the mail.
But speaking of architecture, the only architecture that I'd love to continue to see are these giant ancient structures called trees.
More of those. Yes, let's. So I'm happy to share on this, our episode 791, this very important conversation, sharing the importance of the Amazon rainforest with our guest, esteemed leader of the Kuntanawa Nation, Prince Haru Kuntanawa, and co-leader of the Kuntanawa Nation, Dr. Haida Kuntanawa, who will be our performance guest. So here is esteemed leader of the Kuntanawa Nation, medicine man and artist, Prince Haru Kuntanawa. First of all, thank you so much for being on the Life Changes Show, and thank you for welcoming us into this beautiful home that is your home for a couple of days while you are in town. We know you are very busy and you have a mission here. So thank you for being with us to share that mission.
Muito obrigado, Felipe. Muito obrigado, estamos aqui. Estou muito feliz de poder participar desse importante programa.
Thank you, Filippo. Thank you, everyone, for you being here. He's very excited to participate in this program.
Well, it's very exciting because it feels like through technology, through travel, and through the ability to communicate, thanks to translators like Corey, thank you for being here, we have the opportunity, this world which seemed so big at one point, feels like we can almost put our arms around each other and everybody in the world.
Que ele falou que através da tecnologia, né, que antes esse mundo que parecia tudo tão longe, parece que a gente pode assim dar oportunidade de parecer assim tão perto, parece que a gente pode pôr os nossos braços em volta de nós mesmos e assim do mundo todo com a tecnologia.
Sim, Felipe, é interessante esse poder que a tecnologia tem, né, de aproximar as pessoas.
It's interesting, Felipe, this power that technology has to bring people closer together.
E ao mesmo tempo de afastar também.
And at the same time to separate people, to bring them apart.
And that's why it's also very special and why we're delighted to have this opportunity to do this in person with you tonight.
E é por isso também que a gente está assim, animado de poder ter essa oportunidade de fazer isso com você em pessoa, em presencial.
So, your title is Prince Haru, and I know that's in one way a declared title for yourself and for your mission. And in another way, you come from a lineage of I think you said your grandfather was king of your tribe.
Great, 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 great grandfather.
Oh, okay.
Ele falou que de um lado o título de príncipe, Haru, de príncipe, vem de você mesmo que declarou, mas você tava, que você estava falando isso antes, mas que também você vem de uma linhagem que ele falou que seu avô, eu falei, não, é o tataravô. Que vem de uma linhagem também, de rei.
Yes, sim, nós viemos de uma linhagem de grandes líderes, de povos dentro da Amazônia.
And yes, so we come from a lineage of great leaders inside of the Amazon.
E líderes capazes de fazer grandes coisas, de transformar, inclusive, a própria vida humana em se transformar em outros seres.
And leaders that were capable of doing many great things, including like human life transforming into other beings.
E de guiar o nosso povo, né, por tantas milhares, milhares de anos.
And to also guide, like lead their people for thousands and thousands of years.
E ensinando técnicas de sobrevivência, civilizadas.
Teaching survival techniques, like civilized survival techniques.
And so where was it in that lineage that you said that you come from not only that, but from slavery?
E aonde que é dentro dessa linhagem, Haruki, que você falou que você vem não só dessa linhagem, mas também vem da escravidão?
Então, em 1911 aconteceu o genocídio do nosso povo.
So in 1911 occurred a genocide of their people.
Dentro da Amazônia, trazida naquela época pelas pessoas que vieram, trazido pela economia da borracha na Segunda Guerra Mundial.
And so inside the Amazon that happened, and it was from people that, especially people like that came that were coming in for like the rubber and like right the rubber like industry, whatever that was called back then, and then even in World War II.
Então, naquela época, muitas nações da Amazônia foram violadas e sofreram esse genocídio.
And so inside of those periods, like many peoples in the Amazon were violated and suffered this genocide.
E o nosso povo foi um dos que sofreu esse genocídio
And their
e, ao mesmo tempo, né, passou por uma transformação de miscigenação também.
que é miscigenação?
Passou por uma transformação de miscigenação.
E miscigenação é o quê?
Ah, sorry.
É a mim.
As pessoas que são misturadas, miscigenadas,
Ah, tá. Sorry, I was checking on a word. So he said it, you know, it was like the genocide process that they went through, and also that they went through this this word miscigenação, which is like the mixture of the peoples, like colors and right,
White
like.
people, black people, indigenous people. Essa é a base dos povos da Amazônia hoje.
So the white people, the black people, indigenous people, that's the base of the Amazon people to these days.
Praticamente 80% da população amazônica ela é miscigenada hoje.
So about 80% of the Amazonian population is like actually this like mixture.
Então, por conta desse genocídio, desses massacres, e ao mesmo tempo da escravidão que aconteceu dentro da floresta amazônica com os povos.
So, because of like at the same time, like of the genocide and the massacres, this was also happening to the peoples inside of the Amazon.
Então, isso é uma questão interessante porque as pessoas nunca falam disso com tanta clareza.
And so, this is an interesting point because like people don't usually talk about this with so much clarity.
E parece que as pessoas ficam sempre assim, ela se assume com a identidade única. Ou ela é branca, ou ela é negra, ou ela é indígena. Eu, particularmente, me apresento com essas três descendências.
And so he said it's interesting because like people tend to like identify with just like one thing, right? They're either white, they're black, or they're indigenous. And for him, he's all three things.
Então, eu não tenho problema nenhum, não tenho necessidade de negar minha própria identidade.
So he doesn't have any problem with that, and he doesn't have any need to like negate his own identity.
E eu me sinto bem, por fazer parte do lado indígena, do lado negro também me sinto muito bem, e do lado, do povo de pele branca também me sinto muito bem, porque isso me dá uma tranquilidade de falar com todos.
And so for him, like he feels great, like being part of like the black people to being part of the indigenous people and being part of the people of like the white skin, because that allows him to just talk to everybody.
Então, eu estou falando com você, eu estou falando com a minha família, eu não estou falando com pessoas estranhas.
Because then he's talking to you, he's talking to his family, he's not talking to a stranger.
Então, isso Durante muito tempo, isso não foi fácil. Eu fui discriminado durante muito tempo, até chegar o momento de eu falar: por que que eu estou aceitando isso?
And so this wasn't easy because he was discriminated against for a really long time until he reached a point where he's like, wait, why am I accepting this?
E a partir daí, eu vi o quanto as pessoas subestimam as outras e dão o tratamento que elas querem para as pessoas através do que elas definem as pessoas.
And so then he realized like how people underestimate one another and that they give the treatment that they want to people based on how they define them.
Então, a partir daí, eu me dei o tratamento, o respeito e o tratamento de me tratar como um príncipe da floresta amazônica.
And so from that point on, he gave himself the treatment and the respect to treat himself as the prince of the Amazon forest.
E assim eu quero ser tratado pelo mundo.
And this is how he wants to be treated by the world.
Eu tenho uma história.
He has a story.
Minha história, ela é pública.
His story is public.
E ela está em muitos lugares.
And his story is in many places.
A minha vida inteira, eu tenho protegido a vida.
His whole life, he has protected life.
E dado suporte àqueles que precisam.
And given support to those that need it.
Eu nunca fui um guerreiro.
He was never a warrior.
Eu sou um guardião.
He's a guardian.
E um guardião que carrega uma sabedoria profunda.
And a guardian that carries a profound wisdom
É, trazida dessa nossa ancestralidade.
that's brought to him through their ancestralhood.
E a Amazônia, ela tem sido um lugar que tem sido explorada pelo resto do mundo.
And the Amazon is a place that's been exploited by the rest of the world.
As pessoas nu nunca tiveram a humildade de perguntar aos povos da Amazônia realmente o que é que eles precisam, o que é que eles querem fazer.
So the people never really had the humility to ask the people of the Amazon, like, what is it that you need? What do you need to do?
E parece que foi sempre assim, um lugar de exploração.
And so it looks like it was always just a place that was like the people like exploited.
E um lugar de explorar não é só as pessoas que nasceram, que vieram, que são originalmente, são nativos dessa região.
And like it's not just about like the people that are like born or like native to the region.
Mas também muitas pessoas que foram trazidas de outros lugares, de outros países, de outros continentes, que foram escravizado dentro desse território, desse espaço da Amazônia também.
But also people that were brought or like kind of like dragged along like through slavery or whatever it was that like they were also part of the Amazon.
E foram submetidas a abuso.
And they were put in they were abused themselves.
Então, essa minha declaração para o mundo como um príncipe.
So then his the, this declaration of his to the world as a prince.
Não é pedir uma independência de um lugar.
It's not to ask for an independence of a place.
Não é para guerrear com ninguém.
It's not to go to war with anyone
Para ter um império.
or to have an empire.
Mas é para que as pessoas entendam que existe dentro da Amazônia um valor.
But so people can understand that inside of the Amazon there is a value.
E esses valores ele tem que começar, as pessoas têm que começar a tratar. É saber tratar os povos e as populações que vivem dentro da Amazônia.
And these values like come from like being able to know how to treat the people that live inside the Amazon.
E reconhecer o verdadeiro valor e respeitá-los.
And to recognize the true value and to respect them.
E a partir daí a gente construir alianças.
And with that as the base, then we start to build alliances.
Reparando os danos que foram feitos nessas populações.
Repairing the damages that were done inside these populations.
Trazendo de volta a dignidade dessas pessoas.
Bringing back the dignity for these peoples.
E retirando o poder das corporações, das companhias que exploram.
And to re like withdraw the power from these companies, these companies that exploit.
E tudo isso que tem que ser feito através do diálogo de entendimento.
And all of this that has to be done through a dialogue of understanding.
A Amazônia é responsável por 20% do oxigênio do planeta.
The Amazon is responsible for 20% of the oxygen of the planet.
E 60% da água doce.
And 60% of like the sweet water, like the fresh water.
E por que que o mundo não olha para a Amazônia com o maior respeito?
So why is it that the world doesn't look to the Amazon with more respect?
Por que que a gente não começa a trabalhar realmente o protagonismo dos povos da Amazônia para que eles continuem protegendo e trabalhando para que isso continue viva?
And why don't we like make like the people of the Amazon the protagonist so that like this can continue to happen and the Amazon can continue to live?
A Amazônia só será protegida quando o mundo reconhecer o protagonismo dos saberes dos povos da Amazônia.
The Amazon will only be protected when the world recognizes that the wisdom of the people of the Amazon is the protagonist.
E isso não é tão fácil, não, isso não é tão difícil das pessoas entenderem.
And this isn't so hard for people to understand.
Não é difícil.
It's not hard.
A gente só precisa educar elas.
We just have to educate them.
Por isso que eu acredito que o processo, a base dessa educação amazônica, ela tem que ser a revolução do mundo.
And so that's why he thinks that the base of this like education about the Amazon has to be that's the revolution of the world.
O que que a Amazônia tem a oferecer para o mundo, que não é só a água, que não é só o oxigênio?
And so what does the Amazon have to offer to the world that's not just the water, it's not just the oxygen?
A Amazônia, ela pode sobreviver somente da sua história.
The Amazon can survive solely just on her story, her history.
Os valores da Amazônia, eles estão além do capitalismo.
The values of the Amazon are beyond capitalism.
Eles têm uma raiz.
They have a root.
E para isso a gente precisa entender os povos.
And for this, we need to understand the peoples.
Porque até então os povos da Amazônia foram tratados apenas como objetos de estudo.
Because until now, like the peoples of the Amazon have been treated just like studies, like research subjects.
E formado doutores e doutores por esse mundo.
And helped doctors, right? Like have find degrees around this world.
As universidades procuram a Amazônia para fazer pesquisa entre os povos e dão o título aos seus alunos.
So the universities like send people to do like the research inside of the Amazon and the peoples there, but the titles go to the students of the university.
E por que que elas não reconhecem os doutores desses saberes que estão lá dentro ensinando os seus alunos?
And why don't they recognize as doctors, right? Like the PhDs or doctors, like the people that are inside of the Amazon teaching those university students.
Então é por isso que a gente está aqui para poder abrir esse novo diálogo com a humanidade.
So that's why we're here, to open up this new dialogue with humanity.
E a gente criar um verdadeiro conceito de respeito e de entendimento entre nós.
So that we can create like a new understanding of a dialogue of respect among ourselves.
Make sense? Faz sentido?
He was looking at me so intently, and then this smile comes on his face, and then he says, "Makes sense."
Ele falou assim, que estava olhando para ele tão intensamente, e de repente vem esse sorriso no seu rosto, e você assim, make sense?
It makes all the sense in the world,
Todo
and thank
sentido.
you.
Obrigado.
Thank you for I can say that actually. Obrigado for bringing this much of the conversation so far.
Obrigada por ter trazido tudo isso já para esse começo de conversa.
So we'll talk more about what we need to do, what we can do, and what you're doing. On a note of getting to know each other, so to speak, we actually started off talking about how we are doing this interview here, but that someday here in America, in Los Angeles, but someday you want to set up a studio in the Amazon and it would look completely different. And how would that look?
Haruri falou que sim, a gente depois vai falar mais, né, de assim, o que que a gente pode fazer, como fazer essas coisas todas, mas ele falou assim, a gente começou essa conversa de falando assim, que a gente está aqui junto, a gente está fazendo essa entrevista aqui em Los Angeles, na América, mas que também a possibilidade que você fazer também as entrevistas, essas coisas assim, na Amazônia, no estúdio na Amazônia, que é esse estúdio? Como é que você vê esse estúdio na Amazônia?
Bem, eu vejo exatamente isso, que a gente tem que ser protagonista da nossa história, a gente tem que falar da onde a gente estiver, dar o recado e a mensagem para o mundo que a gente precisa passar.
So he said, like, exactly as he's saying, like, you know, that they need to be the protagonist of their own story and to, like, share the message from wherever they are, you know, from what needs to be done or what needs to happen.
Então, hoje as tecnologias elas chegaram nos lugares mais remotos desse planeta.
So nowadays, technology has reached like these like very remote places of the planet.
E a Amazônia é um dos tais lugares aonde a gente vive também que as tecnologias chegaram, a internet chegou.
And so the Amazon is a place, one of these remote places that the technologies have arrived.
E trazida por nós mesmo e coordenada por nós também.
And especially referring to the internet, and he said like so, you know, brought there by them, and even coordinated that process by them.
Very exciting. Okay, so I'm having the pleasure of sitting here with you, and you're dressed in what looks like very traditional dress, although I don't know. So if you could describe that to us, we'll have a picture and then we can post it. But if you could describe that to us to begin with.
Aí ele falou, Haruki, ele tá aqui com você, sentado do seu lado, e que você tá assim nos vestimentos, parece ser vestimento tradicional. Ele falou que vai ter uma foto, né, que vai postar junto com tudo isso, mas se você poderia descrever o que que você está vestindo, o que que você está usando.
Nós vestimos a nossa história.
They wear their story, their history. Essa é a nossa identidade real. This is their real identity.
Então, cada semente dessa, ela representa uma árvore, ela representa uma vida, ela representa um poder que ela tem.
And so each of these seeds represents a tree, it represents a life, it represents a power that it has.
São símbolos
They're
sagrados.
symbol, sacred.
A minha coroa, por exemplo, ela traz o poder e o significado dos animais.
So his crown brings the power and the significance of the animals,
Da natureza.
of nature,
A história de cada um deles com nós.
the story of each of those with them.
Porque para nós os animais não são separados dos humanos.
Because for them, the animals are not separate from the humans.
Por exemplo, na minha coroa tem o crocodilo,
For
jacaré,
example, in his crown, there's the crocodile.
que representa o símbolo da união dos continentes,
That represents a symbol of the union of the continents.
da nossa e há também a separação da humanidade.
And it also represents the separation of humanity.
Tem toda essa história por trás disso, de como isso aconteceu.
Because there's all of this story behind that of how the separation
É
happened.
uma profecia.
It's a prophecy.
E isso dá um livro.
And this like enough for a book.
Dá um livro muito grande.
This would be enough for a very big book.
Dá um filme.
Could be a movie.
E é uma história
And
real.
it's a true story
Nós trazemos até hoje.
that they carry with them to this day, to date.
A minha coroa também tem a pele da jiboia.
And his crown also has the skin of the jiboia.
E que representa nosso poder cósmico com as plantas sagradas, com a transformação.
And it represents their cosmic power with the sacred plants and with transformation.
It's that's a snake. Okay.
So the jiboia is the boa,
Oh,
né?
okay.
Haru, boa.
Snake é snake. Ela para nós, ela é a rainha das medicinas, das plantas sagradas.
So the jiboia for them is the queen of the sacred medicines.
É,
Ela não
ela, ela, ela é a serpente cósmica.
é. It's the she is the cosmic serpent. Mas ela é diferente da anaconda nessa fala.
Depois a gente vai chegar na anaconda. Agora essa é a jiboia. Então
This is different than anaconda. They'll get to anaconda, but this is the jiboia.
Então a jiboia.
Okay.
E também tem a pele da onça, do jaguar.
Then there's also the skin of the jaguar.
Jaguar para nós ele representa a nossa
Wow.
história, da nossa ancestralidade, dos nossos avós.
And jaguar for them, it represents their ancestralhood, like their grandparents.
E eles são nossos guardiões, protetores da espiritualidade.
And they are their guardians, their protectors of the spirituality.
Também tem a pena do gavião real, que é a nossa águia da Amazônia.
There's also the feather of the harpy eagle, which is like the eagle of the Amazon.
E representa para nós o símbolo da visão.
And it represents to them the symbol of vision.
O guardião do céu.
The guardian of the skies, the heavens.
E também tem a pena da arara.
And it also has the feather of the macaw.
E que representa para nós o símbolo do mensageiro.
That represents to them the symbol of the messenger.
E tudo isso tem seu nome na língua. Por exemplo, o crocodilo, o jacaré, na nossa língua chama caputaua.
And so all of this has their name in their own language. So the crocodile alligator is Capatawa.
A jiboia nós chamamos de runu.
Jiboia de Corunum.
O jaguar nós chamamos de inu.
The jaguar they call Inu.
O gavião real nós chamamos de tetepaua.
The harpy eagle they call Tetepawa.
E a arara nós chamamos de caná.
And the
Chão-a.
Kanasha.
Chão-a-caná.
And then the macaw they call Shawakana.
É, então é esse pássaro mensageiro.
And so this is the messenger bird.
E todos eles têm uma conexão. É por isso que nós trazemos. As pessoas às vezes nos veem com nossa vestimenta, elas acham que é uma fantasia, um enfeite. Não é. É uma história, é uma conexão.
And so this is why they bring this, they wear this, and people look at them and they think sometimes it's just like a costume dress, but it's not, it's a story.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, so after you get dressed in your story, you go out into a life. Like I'm trying to, and unfortunately, I don't know. Like, do you have stores? Do you like big box stores? Do you grow, or does your community grow your own food? What is life like for the community?
Aí ele falou assim, depois que você veste a sua história, você vai e você, tipo, entra no seu dia a dia. Ele falou assim, mas ele não sabe o que que isso é. Tipo, você tem lojas que vocês vão, ainda mais essas lojas grandes, assim, tipo Walmart, Target, essas coisas, ou vocês crescem as suas próprias comidas. Como é que é a vida dentro da floresta?
Eu digo que 70% ainda nós sobrevivemos da própria floresta. 70%. 30% a gente já traz de fora.
So he said, but like 70% they survive from like things from within the forest herself,
Wow.
and 30% they bring in.
O nosso supermercado ainda é os rios, é a floresta.
So their supermarket is still the rivers and the forest.
Wow.
Muitas pessoas pensam que a Amazônia ela é um lugar qualquer que nasce as árvores nasce qualquer. A Amazônia é um sistema agrofloresta nosso cultivado há milhares de anos.
So a lot of people think that the Amazon is just like this, like a tree is here, a tree is there, but it's an agroforest that's been cultivated for like thousands of years, or many, many years.
Então tudo para nós é vida, é parte da nossa história, é comida, é medicina. É veste, é casa, é tudo isso.
Everything for them is like it's everything, right? It's the clothes they wear, it's food, it's home. It's
Medicina.
medicine.
E é uma escola para nós, é da onde nós tiramos nossa sabedoria.
And it's a school for them. It's where they get their wisdom.
I okay. So before we move on from this, just because this is amazing, this conversation, I have to ask. So we're here, there's a certain way of being. It seems like it's easier, it seems like it's a different way of life. It when you're here, do you miss it, or do you feel like you want to bring some of this there, or you want to bring some of that here?
Ele falou assim, que quando tá aqui, né, parece diferente, é um jeito diferente de viver. Ele falou assim, então quando você tá aqui, você, que é quando, tipo, você tem saudade de coisas de lá, você quer trazer coisa daqui para lá, você quer trazer coisa de lá para cá. Como é que é para você aqui assim?
Eu acho que nós estamos vivendo uma era onde a gente precisa adequar a tradicionalidade na modernidade e a modernidade na tradicionalidade, que depois eu vou explicar o que é isso.
So he said, and he'll explain this later, but he said he think we're living in an era where we need to kind of bridge the traditionality with modernity, with modern days, and modernity, modern days with traditionality.
Então, o que que nós podemos fazer? Utilizar as tecnologias, as novas tecnologias digitais, adequando às tecnologias ancestrais das sabedorias dos povos nativos
So
da
what can we
Amazônia.
do? We can bridge like the modern day technologies, the digital ones, with the ancestral technologies of the people of the Amazon.
E essa é uma questão muito importante que a gente tem que trabalhar, porque o que está acontecendo hoje, por que que a tecnologia moderna está dominando a humanidade?
And so this is a question that we really do have to work on because, like, why is it that, like, this digital modern technology is dominating?
Que a humanidade está perdendo a sua essência, o seu espírito, a sua ancestralidade.
Like, why is it dominating humanity? Because humanity is losing its spirit, its ancestralhood.
E a, não é que a tecnologia é mau, não é que a tecnologia é ruim, é que as pessoas não estão conseguindo fazer o bem com ela porque perderam a sua essência.
And it's not that this digital modern technology is bad or evil, it's just that the people aren't being able to work it well because they've lost their essence.
A tecnologia digital, ela não tem espírito, ela tem uma frequência.
The modern digital technology, it doesn't have a spirit, it has a frequency.
É diferente da tecnologia
Wow.
ancestral. Ela tem a tecnologia ancestral, ela tem espírito, ela é algo de raiz.
So that's different than the ancestral technology because the ancestral technology has a spirit, it has root.
Então ela tem, além de frequência, também ela tem vibração.
So beyond frequency, the ancestral technologies has vibration.
Wow. He smiled at me and gives me a right with a head nod.
E você tá sorrindo para ele agora, e você assim, tá olhando para ele assim com mexe balançando a cabecinha, tipo, certo? Certo?
Of course. And then it's like, it's obvious. So, all right. Then,
É óbvio, ele falou isso que você falou.
well, it's obvious to him. And thank you for bringing the conversation to this point. Where do we go from here? So, what do we need to know, and how can we help?
Então ele falou assim, obrigado por trazer a conversa até esse ponto e foi óbvio para você, né? Então da onde que a gente precisa saber e da onde que a gente vai com essa informação?
Então, na verdade, eu acredito muito, né, que a humanidade tem que tomar decisões precisa de uma maneira muito inteligente e rápida.
So he believes in truth for him that like humanity needs to like make decisions like fala de novo, Haru, desculpa, fazer tomar decisões
Inteligente e rápidas.
so that humanity has to make decisions like intelligent decisions and fast
Para poder sobreviver.
so it can survive.
A humanidade está à beira de uma catástrofe global.
So humanity is like on the verge of a global catastrophe.
E isso é uma realidade.
And this is a reality.
Tudo está aparecendo nítido.
Everything is becoming so clear about that.
Então a gente não tem mais tempo de ficar procurando culpado, quem foi que matou meu avô, quem foi que estuprou minha avó.
So like we don't have time anymore to keep finding like who is the person to blame, like who killed his grandfather, who raped his grandmother.
E a gente também não tem, não tem mais tempo de ficar esperando que as pessoas com o poder do capitalismo mude sua consciência.
And we don't have time to keep waiting that the people in the power of capitalism are going to change their conscience.
A gente tem que trabalhar tudo de uma maneira global, aqueles que tem um, de que tem, quem tem 1 milhão de dólares a quem tem 1 dólar é tão útil quanto, desde que a gente se junte.
So, like, we have to work this on a global way, from like the person who has $1 million to the person who has $1. All of it is useful if we come together.
E a gente precisa mostrar que realmente, por exemplo, o poder do capitalismo, ele vai servir para alguma coisa para a gente.
And we have to show that, like, the power of capitalism, it can have a purpose for people.
E esse poder, ele tem que ser utilizado para salvar a humanidade, não para destruí-la.
But this power has to be used to save humanity, not to destroy it.
Afinal, da onde ele veio?
After all, where did it come from?
Como é que ele foi introduzido para a humanidade?
How was this introduced to humanity?
Pela própria humanidade.
By humanity itself.
E com os recursos
Wow.
da própria natureza.
And with the resources of nature itself.
Então, quando eu trago esse tema da Amazônia, sobre a questão capitalística, o que as pessoas exploraram, o quanto que de pessoas que se tornaram bilionário.
So when he brings this theme of like the capitalism and the Amazon and like how much was exploited and who became billionaires.
E por que que essas pessoas não agora tomam a atitude de devolver aos povos da Amazônia pelo menos a sua dignidade?
So why isn't there like this thing to like in them to at least like return to the peoples of the Amazon their dignity?
Para os reais guardiões da vida que estão protegendo esse planeta.
For the real guardians of life that are protecting this planet.
E a gente tem muita coisa para fazer com que o capitalismo pode ajudar.
And we have a lot of things to do where capitalism can help.
E ao mesmo tempo, as tecnologias também digitais e virtuais, o que elas podem fazer para que essa informação chegue nas pessoas?
And also, like with the digital technologies, the virtual technologies, like what is it that they can do so this information can reach people?
Uma das coisas que a gente tem que fazer rápido com a humanidade é despertar a humanidade
One of the things we have to do fast with humanity is to wake humanity up.
para os seus valores
To values,
e
what's value.
a importância de viver aqui.
And the importance of living here.
Afinal, a humanidade não veio aqui nessa terra só para nascer, crescer e morrer.
Because after all, humanity didn't come to this earth just to be born, grow up and die.
As pessoas vieram aqui para viver.
They came here to live.
Aproveitar, honrar a vida.
Enjoy this rare thing that is life.
E quem está fazendo isso?
And who is doing this?
Vivendo de verdade.
Really, really living.
Acho que as pessoas estão sempre preocupadas com o que vai, com o que elas vão ter e não o que elas são.
Because people are so worried about like what they're gonna have instead of like who are they?
Parece que as pessoas não querem conhecer as outras, pelo que eles são, mas pelo que eles têm.
It seems like people don't want to know the other person based on who they are, they want to know them based on what they have.
Então, eu penso que esse é o nosso primeiro passo a se educar.
So this is, he thinks is like when like our first step to educate ourselves.
É se educar nós mesmos.
To educate ourselves.
E esse é um desafio que poucos estão interessados.
And this is a challenge that like very few are interested in.
Mas eu gostaria de motivar as pessoas a explorar esse lado da gente, que é muito bonito.
But he really wants to motivate people to explore this part of ourselves. It's really beautiful.
Se conhecer profundamente
To know ourselves deeply.
a nossa história.
To know our
E a
stories.
gente vai ver que a gente não é os nós não somos nós não somos os antepassados que são os ancestrais.
And then we'll see that like it's the. Como assim, Haru? Desculpa.
A gente vai entender que não são os antepassados que são os nossos ancestrais.
Ah, and we're going to learn that it's not like the people from the past that are our ancestors.
Mas nós somos os reais ancestrais presentes.
But we are the real ancestors that are present here.
Uau.
E a gente tem que aprender a
Uau.
conviver com essas realidades atuais.
And we have to learn how to live with these realities,
E aí a gente vai começar a mudar o mundo aqui.
And then we're going to start changing the world here.
Porque a gente vai olhar para, principalmente nós como seres humanos, vamos se olhar com igualdade.
Because then we as human beings are going to look at each other with equality.
A gente vai ver a diversidade como crescimento, como grandeza, não como competição, como que você precisa tirar do outro.
And we're going to look at diversity as like bigness, as grandeza e not as competition or not something you have to take from somebody else, but as like a richness and a this like enormity.
Você vai honrar o que os outros são, o que eles têm.
You're going to honor who the other people, who they are and what they
E
have.
poder compartilhar de tudo, porque você é parte de tudo.
And be able to share because we're all part of everything.
I feel like I recognize that somebody's house is burning down, and they're saying, "My house is burning down." And if my house burns down, it's not just my house and my family that's in danger. It's everybody's house and everybody's family. So we need to do something.
Ele tá falando assim, que ele reconhece, assim, tipo assim, se uma pessoa fala assim, ó, minha casa tá queimando, não é só assim, ah, a casa do cara tá queimando, assim, a minha casa tá queimando, é a casa de todo mundo que tá queimando, tipo, a importância é pra todo mundo.
And I say, what can we do? And he's saying, know yourself.
E aí ele fala assim, aí ele pergunta assim, o que que a gente faz? E você responde. Se conheça, a gente conheça a si próprio.
Você começa a ter os sentimentos, você começa a introduzir essa frequência de sentimento que você, que a dor do outro, ela faz parte de você também.
You start to feel like your feelings and know your feelings, and then you start to realize that the pain in the other is your pain.
E aí você tem que ser feliz com a felicidade do outro, honrar o momento dele, dela, e saber que é parte de tudo.
And then also that you're happy for the happiness of the other, to like honor their moment and recognize that that's part of everything.
Uma questão, Felipe, muito importante, você tratou sobre a questão da casa, a minha casa está queimando ou a sua casa está queimando, a nossa casa está queimando.
And he said it's a very important subject that you brought up, right? Like my house is burning or your house is burning. It's like our house is
Por
burning.
exemplo, a Amazônia, ela está queimando.
For example, the Amazon is burning.
Os outros biomas estão queimando, sim, mas a Amazônia, como a Amazônia é uma questão gritante, é alarmante a situação da Amazônia hoje.
And so, like you said, yeah, other biomes are too. And yet, like the situation in the Amazon with it burning is, it's alarming. It's like screaming.
E o bizarro de tudo isso é que eu não consigo entender como é que as pessoas derribam uma árvore, uma samaúma que tem mais de 500 anos, que ela demora para chegar à idade adulta, e a pessoa chega ali imediatamente, derriba ela em poucos minutos e planta um pé de capim lá no seu lugar.
And he doesn't understand. It's bizarre how like somebody will come in and will take down a 500-year-old Samaúma tree, like that took 500 years to grow to that, and they'll just knock it down in minutes, and then they'll just plant like just a little like thing of grass, right, that like a cow might eat.
Nada contra o capim, nada contra o gado, mas isso é uma grande ilusão, querer substituir a floresta amazônica por capim e tirar o direito dos animais nativos viver para colocar gado, para servir de negócio financeiro.
And so, like, nothing against the grass, nothing against the cow, but it's an illusion, right? That you're gonna like take away like this tree, 500-year-old tree, or the native animals that live in the forest, and substitute it with this like little plant of grass and some cattle, a cattle.
E isso é uma pura ignorância. Por isso que eu falo que a educação deve ser introduzida às pessoas de uma maneira inteligente, que elas consigam perceber que é muito mais importante manter essa floresta viva do que matar ela para criar gado, que isso nem lucrativo é também.
And so he's like, this is why, like, this importance of the education. That's why that is ignorance, because and why the education is so important to like really help people understand that, like, why would you kill this living forest to just plant some grass and have some cows? Like, it's an illusion. Like, why? Like, the education is so important.
Então, esse é o despertar que nós queremos chamar da humanidade, das pessoas, principalmente que vivem dentro da Amazônia e as pessoas que acreditam que a Amazônia é importante para o mundo.
So this is the wake up of humanity that he's talking about, right? That we need to like, or help humanity wake up. The people that live inside of the Amazon, and for the people that feel like the Amazon is important or believe the Amazon is important.
Thank you for bringing light to the conversation, and thank you for the way you're sharing it. We're going. Sorry, Corey.
Obrigada por trazer a luz para a conversa, Haru, e obrigada pela maneira com que você está dividindo essas informações, essas sabedorias com a gente.
We have to bring the conversation to an end here, but not before saying that we're going to get to hear more, hopefully at another time, but before the show is over, we're going to get to hear our guest performing music because he's not only the prince of the Amazon, he is a soccer player, but we're not going to see that today, and a musician, so and an artist. So we're going to get to hear some of his music and some of Dr. Haida, his wife, and the mother of their children. Some of her music as well when we come back. In the meantime, though, I definitely want to let everybody know that Kuntanawa.org is the organization that has been started by the two of them. And you can learn more about them. You can support them financially and otherwise at Kuntanawa, and I'll spell that. It's Kuntanawa, Kuntanawa.org. And we'll be right back with some wonderful music and our guests as we continue the Life Changes Show online edition right after this. Did you want to share what I just said?
Okay. Yes, I didn't know. I was like,
just
I was
so
waiting.
Just so he knows.
Haru, ele tava fazendo a parte dele pro show, né? Ele falou que a gente vai. Tem que trazer a conversa assim agora pro fim, mas que espera ter outras conversas, outras partes com você, mas não vai encerrar o show antes de trazer a música. Que você também, além de ser o príncipe e além de ser um jogador de futebol, que a gente não vai ver um jogo de futebol hoje, mas que você também é jogador de futebol, que você é um artista e também e você vai dividir uma vai share uma canção com eles e ou não sei se é uma ou mais isso entre vocês e que também a doutora Raira, que é a tua esposa, mãe dos teus filhos, que ela também vai ter a canção com ela, e que ele daí fez a. Se as pessoas quiserem ajudar financeiramente, de outras maneiras, a Kuntanawa, aí ele explicou, ele tipo, diz cada letra, sabe, como escrever direitinho o Kuntanawa.org e tudo isso, e falou duas vezes, e, tipo, fazendo a promoção de vocês.
Thank you, Felipe. Gratidão, meu irmão, por essa oportunidade. Marco, por nos conceder esse espaço de diálogo.
Gratitude, my brother Filippo and Marco, and for like granting them this space to the dialogue.
E eu sei a grande importância que tem da humanidade se reconectar.
And he knows like the importance it has for like humanity to reconnect itself.
E o tempo é esse, é urgente, a gente precisa tomar atitude.
And the time is this, it's urgent. Now we have to like ha take an attitude with this. Like have
Nós estamos por séculos fazendo esse trabalho dentro da floresta amazônica.
They have been for centuries doing this work inside of the Amazon forest.
E agora não dá mais para a gente ficar fazendo isso sozinho, a gente precisa do apoio da aliança com esse mundo global.
And they can't keep doing this alone anymore. They need the support and this alliance with like the global world.
Eu acredito que junto a gente é capaz de fazer os ajustes que é possível para adiar o fim da humanidade.
And he believes that together we can make the adjustments necessary to delay or like postpone any end of humanity.
É bizarro saber dizer que nós temos mais de 7 bilhões de pessoas nesse planeta
It's bizarre to say that we have over 7 billion people on the planet.
e que a nossa espécie está em extinção.
And that our species is going extinct.
Esse é o risco que a gente está correndo.
That's the risk that we're running.
Se o fogo queimar a terra, as sementes ainda vão nascer.
If the fire scorches the earth, the seeds are still going to be born.
Mas os corações não vão nascer mais.
But the hearts won't be born anymore.
É diferente.
It's different.
Então a gente não pode ser. Repetir a mesma coisa que os dinossauros repetiram.
We can't repeat the same thing that the dinosaurs repeated.
Acho que a gente tem. Condições de fazer essa mudança.
He believes we have the conditions to make these changes.
Nós estamos precisando, como líderes desse planeta, os líderes que estão à frente de suas nações, tomar essa consciência para
Like,
si.
we're needing the leadership, the leaders of this planet, to like take on this consciousness for themselves too.
Em vez de ficar planejando guerras, é planejar de como salvar o seu povo.
Instead of like planning wars, like planning how to save their people,
Proteger a sua nação.
how to protect their nation.
E eu estou aqui, como irmão, como amigo, para servir nesse planeta.
And he's here as a brother and as a friend to serve this planet.
Eu não tenho armas, para tirar a vida de ninguém.
He doesn't have weapons to take people's lives.
Mas eu tenho sementes para plantar, para proteger a vida e a medicina para curar as dores dos que estão feridos.
But he has seeds to plant, and for life, and he has medicines to heal the wounds of those that have been harmed.
E tanto as medicinas físicas como medicina também para curar o espírito, tanto curar o corpo físico como para curar o espírito, que esse é um dos trabalhos mais importantes que tem que ser feito, a cura do espírito da humanidade.
And the medicines aren't just for the physical, they are for the physical, but they're also for the spirit. And this is one of the most important cures and healings that needs to happen, is the spirit of humanity hearing that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I have one thing I would like to offer
Ai, desculpa, sorry.
your great great grandfather is a king. And
He had.
I believe that your great great grandchildren will look back and recognize you as a king.
Ele falou que ele tem uma coisa a oferecer. Ele falou, obrigado, tem uma coisa a oferecer. Que é o seu tataravô. De que ele acha que um dia os teus tataranetos vão olhar para trás e reconhecer você como um rei.
Eu quero ser conhecido como um príncipe e com muita humildade, porque eu acredito que o rei real é o nosso Criador.
He said he wants to be, looked, like you said, like looked at and recognized as a prince, because he for him the real king is our creator.
E a verdadeira rainha é a nossa mãe natureza.
And that the real queen is our mother nature.
Por isso que eu me sinto como um príncipe, Marco, e é essa que eu quero falar no final da nossa conversa, que todo mundo é um príncipe, todo mundo é uma princesa nessa terra, a gente só precisa reconhecer esse valor.
And that's why he wants to say this at the end of our conversation, is he believes that everybody is a prince and a princess on this earth. We have to recognize our own values.
E aprender a honrar os princípios da vida, e assim a gente será, diferente.
And to learn how to honor the principles of life, and this way will be different.
Isso nos torna um príncipe real.
This turns us into the real prince.
Ou uma princesa,
Or
dependendo
the
do
real
seu
prince.
gênero.
Or the real princess, depending.
Nós estamos dentro de um reino sagrado, que é esse planeta Terra.
We are inside of a sacred kingdom that is this planet Earth.
E a gente não deve esquecer isso.
We can't forget that.
Isso
We shouldn't.
vai mudar tudo.
This will change everything.
Quando a gente reconhecer esse poder que a gente tem e essa importância.
When we recognize this power that we have and this importance.
It's interesting. He says we can't forget that. Did we ever know it? But we know it now, so now we
Ele
won't forget.
falou assim, a gente não pode esquecer isso. Ele falou assim, mas a gente não pode esquecer isso. Será que a gente já. Mas a gente não sabia disso. Mas agora a gente sabe, então agora não dá para esquecer mais.
Eu sei que, na verdade, as pessoas vêm tentando apagar nossa memória com outros saberes que são superficiais.
He knows that like people have been trying for a while to erase our memory with other informations, but those are all superficial.
A gente tem que voltar à nossa essência da autenticidade humana.
We have to go back, we have to return to the essence of our authenticity, our human authenticity.
Todo mundo tem uma capacidade, e uma inteligência.
Everybody has a capacity and an intelligence.
Todo mundo nessa terra é uma estrela.
Everybody on this earth is a star.
Ela não precisa ser uma celebridade para ela ser uma estrela.
You don't have to be a celebrity for you to be a star.
A gente precisa lembrar isso.
We have to remember this.
Now I understand why the word prince is in principle.
Agora ele entendeu por que que a palavra em inglês, a palavra príncipe, está em princípio.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Thank you, Felipe. Thank you, Corey, for you guys
Thank you,
dessa
Corey.
oportunidade.
And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Michael, and I am really upset with my ex-wife. She is constantly bad-mouthing me to my family and to our children. Yes, I have made mistakes in the past, and I have acknowledged them, and I'm doing the best I can to be a better man. How can I get her to stop saying the things she says that are hurtful to me?
Dear Michael, the only person we can ever change is ourselves. So let's focus on you continuing to be a better man than you were in the past. It could be a great idea to apologize to your ex for your past behavior and ask for for her to forgive you. If she refuses, you have done your best, and it could be time for you to let go of what she thinks and says about you. Showing the ones you love that you are different will have positive effects if you can stop worrying about what your ex is saying. Demonstrating a positive and upbeat attitude daily will show your family and children that you have indeed changed and have closed the door on your past behavior. Choosing to love and respect yourself and your new way of being can shift so much for you. It's a great idea for you to begin each day with gratitude for having shifted and for having become a better man. This can lead to you forgiving yourself for the past and assist you in co-creating a happier life for yourself and the ones you love. I trust you will begin to enjoy the new you and the happiness this change brings.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
Okay, we're back, and we've been talking, as you have heard, from everything that you have heard. It's just been amazing. So Prince Haru Kuntanawa is a musician, and so we're going to get to have the pleasure of hearing two of his pieces, and then afterwards, Dr. Haira Kuntanawa, husband and wife, she's going to share one of her songs and hopefully a story as well. So the first song, oh, I'm not even going to try. The first song, if you'll please say what the name of the song is and then what it's about and why you picked this song, because that has special meaning too.
Ele falou, ele nem vai tentar explicar a primeira canção, mas se você pode dizer assim o nome da canção, o que que ela quer dizer, tipo, e por que que você escolheu ela, por que que ela é importante?
Então, primeiramente, essa canção, esse canto, ele é um canto milenar.
So, you know, first and foremost, this song is it's a song of millennia, of the thousands of years.
Ele tem milhares de anos.
It has thousands and thousands of years.
E apenas eu adaptei a nova forma.
And he only adapted like this new version of it.
De trazer o instrumento, de trazer uma melodia diferente.
To bring in the instruments and a different melody.
Mas ele representa a história da humanidade quando a humanidade praticamente destruiu as plantas, os alimentos da terra.
But it represents a story of humanity from when the humanity practically destroyed like the foods, the nutrients of the earth.
E tem nossa história que no passado teve um tempo que a humanidade, a única coisa que ela comia era barro, era uma terra que elas faziam sopa, era uma específica terra que elas faziam sopa dessa terra e bebiam.
There was a time in their story where the humanity like only ate this type of like earth, this type of dirt, and they would like make a soup or like a stew out of it, and it was this very specific type, and that's what they ate.
Então não é a primeira vez que a humanidade tenta destruir o que a terra tem naturalmente, o que ela produz.
So it's not the first time that humanity has tried to destroy what like the earth like has like naturally what it produces.
E aí dessa época, Caparuá, que foi esse príncipe da semente, ele guardou esse semente e ele deu de volta, através de um acordo feito com a humanidade, ele deu de volta a semente dos legumes, dos alimentos, das árvores, da floresta, das palmeiras, enfim.
Haru, vai um pouco mais devagar, fala, por favor, faz em duas partes, por favor.
Ah.
So, he's sorry,
maybe I speak this part in English. No passe humano, we destroy the planet, the every food. This Caparuá gave back food security for human beings. He's take everything. See, if you could, I'm here, I gave back you guys. This food, I need agreement. Agreement for human, agreement. Yeah. Agreement. Yeah, e sing desse som, desse beautiful song, esse som é a história desse acordo que foi feito.
So this song, and sorry, I just asked, I'm like, can you say it in two parts, because it went really fast, but like it's the squirrel that had saved the seeds from humanity. And when humanity had kind of like destroyed all this nourishment, And then there was like the prince of the seeds, and then it made an agreement with humanity to bring back the seeds. It's something along those lines.
Então, essa é uma história muito profunda desse canto. É um canto de reconexão com a nossa história, com a nossa essência.
And so this is a really important song because it's a song of reconnection to our humanity, to our essence.
E Caparuá era um príncipe encantado, é um ser humano encantado do esquilo.
And Caparua is it's an enchanted human in the squirrel.
Wow. And that's all in the song we're going to get to hear right now. So this is Prince Haru Kuntanawa. I was going to say performing his song, but it's more like praying this song, Kapurua, Kaparua, here on the Life Changes Show Online Edition.
kaparua kawane, kaparua kawane, shan pabaide, ah ah.
Okay, well, this music is available on Spotify and where music is available online, and so do check it out. And I'm going to spell Prince Haru, H-A-R-U, and then Kuntanawa, K-U-N-T-A-N-A-W-A. And that's the same what I spelled earlier for kuntanawa.org. So remember that. So now the second piece we're going to hear, again, I'm going to... Jaguar, is that Jaguar?
Jaguar.
Yeah, is that Jaguar? Yeah. Okay. And tell us about Chuta. Tell us about this song.
Chuta Xandimã. Chuta para nós significa o nosso avô. Chuta é a palavra. Chuta é avô, grandfather. Xandimã é que Xandimã. Então ele O jaguar, ele é como se fosse o sol, é o avô de todos os avós, então é a luz da luz.
So the Xandimã is it's like the jaguar is like it's the grandfather, it's like the son of all the grandfathers, the grandfather of all the grandfathers, it's the light.
Yeah, então ele tem um poder muito grande, como ele era o nosso grande mestre da sabedoria espiritual.
It was he has a very big power. It was their great master of the spiritual wisdoms that they had.
E o meu tataravô, ele era exatamente o que ele fazia. Ele se encantava, ele se transformava no corpo do jaguar.
And his great great grandfather is that's exactly what he would do. He would become enchanted and he would transform himself in the body of the jaguar.
Ele se transformava também na anaconda, que é essa outra história que a gente precisa também contar depois.
And he would also transform himself in the anaconda this time that he mentioned earlier, that it's another story he has to tell at a different day. And Chuta, that he said earlier, means grandfather.
Yeah. Uma música de, é um canto de cura, é uma reza, é algo bem profundo que traz, né, a cura.
It's a song of healing, it's a prayer, it's something very profound that brings the healing.
And this is sung not in Portuguese, but in your original language?
Isso não é cantado em português, é cantado na tua língua original.
Ele é cantado na nossa língua tradicional.
Yes, it's sung in their traditional language.
And what is the traditional language called?
E qual que é o nome da sua língua tradicional?
Oficialmente, as pessoas chamam nossa língua de Pano.
Officially, people call their language Pano.
Mas para nós nós chamamos de diferente maneira Hachakui, Anakui, Andakui, Bakui, são as línguas que nós chamamos, nosso jeito de chamar originalmente.
But the words he just said is how they refer to their language originally.
Wow. Okay. Wow, this is so special. Okay, say the title again for me.
Ele falou que ele é muito especial isso, e ele muito especial isso. E ele perguntou se você pode falar de novo o nome da música.
Chuta Shandima.
And here we have Prince Haru Kuntanawa and Shupa Jindama.
Chuta
Shut
Shandima.
Shuta Shandima on the Life Changes Show Online Edition.
Aum Shota Shandema, Aum Shota Shandema, Aum Shota Shandema. Aum Shota Shandema, Aum Shota Shandema, Aum Shota Shandema. Uri vai kirisho, Uri vai kirisho, Uri vai kirisho. Vai kirisho, uri vai kirisho, uri vai kirisho. Kumba kirawa, kumba kumba kirawa, kumba kumba kirawa. Kumba kirawa, kumba kumba kirawa, kumba kumba kirawa. Shuri kirawa, shuri shuri kirawa, shuri shuri kirawa. Shuri shuri kirawa, shuri shuri kirawa, shuri shuri kirawa. Shapuvuru kirawa, shapuvuru kirawa, shapuvuru kirawa. Aqui tá paquirauã, aqui tá paquirauã, aqui tá paquirauã, aqui tá paquirauã. Que eu ecute vá manque, que eu ecute vá manque, que eu ecute vá manque. Ekutiva manke, eu ekutiva manke, eu ekutiva manke. Eu vou na pada tio, eu vou na pada tio, eu vou na pada tio. Eu vou na pada tio, eu vou na pada tio, eu vou na pada tio. Busque kirawa, busque busque kirawa, busque busque kirawa. Busque busque kirawa, busque busque kirawa, busque busque kirawa. Que manda waibi, xiririri, xiriki, onde que a batanque. Xiriri, xiriki, onde que Tawamba pu, puri, puri, puri que ia puri que ia batanqui. Tawamba pu, puri, puri, puri que ia puri que ia. Aum Shota Shandema, Aum Shota Shandema, Aum Shota Shandema, Aum Shota Shandema, Aum Shota Shandema.
Okay, thank you, Prince Haru Kuntanawa. Again, his music is available online. There'll be more to come. Do check the Life Changes Show page at lifechangesshow.com for Prince Haru to learn more about him and to find links to his music as well. And once again, to kuntanawa.org, where you can contribute or become a part of or learn more about this beautiful mission. Thank you so much.
Thank you, muito obrigado por essa oportunidade de estar aqui.
Thank you so much for this opportunity to be here.
Felipe, nós temos essa missão na Floresta Amazônia e queremos convidar todos e todas.
And we have this mission in the Amazon Forest and we want to invite everyone.
E fazer parte dela.
To be part of it.
Você pode ser uma árvore dentro da Floresta Amazônia, você pode plantar uma árvore, você pode proteger uma árvore lá dentro, de onde você estiver.
You can be a tree inside of the Amazon forest, you can plant a tree inside the Amazon forest, you can protect a tree inside of the Amazon forest from wherever you are.
Através da sua das suas doações pro plano Transformar e Iluminar.
Through your donations to what they have of the Transform and Illuminate.
É um plano que nós temos com os guardiões da floresta.
It's a plan that they have with the guardians of the forest.
E que você pode se transformar também em guardiões da floresta amazônica de qualquer lugar do planeta.
And that you can transform yourself also into guardians of the forest from anywhere on the planet.
Qualquer contribuição que você doar, doa um dólar, se transforma em guardiões da floresta amazônica.
Any contribution that you make in dollars or whatever that you become, you know, guardians of the forest.
Ou pode plantar uma árvore, uma semente no chão onde você estiver e também se tornar guardião, protegendo e plantando.
Or you can plant a seed of a tree wherever you are and become a guardian protecting and planting.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you, brother. Shara
Shara. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Shara Shara, Shara Shara, a palavra Shara Shara, nossa língua, significa gratidão.
Shara Shara, in their language, the word Shara Shara means gratitude.
Well, Shara Shara.
Shara Shara.
Shara Shara.
And now we're joined by Dr. Haida Kuntanawa, who is a co-leader of the Kuntanawa Nation. She is a medicine woman and a doctor in acupuncture and oriental medicine, a hypnotherapist, Akashic record reader, and so many other things. Please do go to the Life Changes Show page for Dr. Haida Kuntanawa. And we have her on as a performance guest because she sings as well and is an artist. However, before we get into it, we've heard so much of Prince Haru's story. And we thought it would be special if Haida shared how the two of them met. Because when I heard you speak English, I thought, wait a minute, you speak English perfectly. And then Mark says, well, you know, she's from, where are you from?
Ohio.
Ohio. So with that, welcome Haida to the show.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be here with you.
Great to have you. Well, it's great to be here in your space while you're in America, but most of your time is not spent in America, right?
Yep, it's in the Amazon. We live in Acre, Brazil, which is at Kutanawa, which is on the border of Peru and Brazil. So it's pretty intense.
How does a girl from Iowa?
No,
Ohio. End up in the Amazon?
Yeah. This was maybe 7-8 years ago. I had decided for a long period of time just to kind of do my own thing and to not to be into a relationship. And I was working on my self-healing and just traveling the world and just enjoying educating myself on so many different things. And then I opened my Akashic Records. So the Akashic Records is a connection to what's believed the seventh dimension, where there's a book of everyone and their story. And so I just channeled that. And the Akashic Records basically said, go to Pisac, Peru. Your husband is at this specific cafe. Sit down and
what?
This is what he looks like. And so I just made the journey. It was pretty.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know.
like go to this cafe in
this town of Peru, and this is what he looks like. And yeah, so I went.
Yeah. And he was in the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And you recognized him.
Yes. So there were specific instructions the entire time. Like, okay, you got to go here, and this, you'll be approached. When you get to approach for this thing, then say yes, and then do this and do that. So finally the day came, and I was ready, and I sat down, and he was on tour, and he was the Prince of Haru Kutanawa. And yeah, he walked up, and yeah, it was just really interesting. And I got the instructions to bring hapé with me, which is a medicine that is Brazilian, and it's not really common in Peru. So he sat down with some friends, and I had some friends too, and he happened to have someone that spoke English and Portuguese, and I did too, and that's not really common on the Peruvian side of things. And yeah, so I just saw the hapé, and then I asked him about hapé, and then it was this whole thing. But you know, my ego was pretty powerful then. And so I was just loving being just a single lady. And so I thought, oh, okay, this is just a connection. I don't know what this is, but this feels really good. I feel like I'm gonna pass out. But this feels like a very powerful connection. So we were friends for a couple of weeks, and then I decided, okay, I'm gonna just continue with this. Whatever that prophecy was, maybe whatever, you know, my ego was just taking over, and but I'm gonna volunteer at the tribe. So I went back to the United States for a week of class, and my friends were talking to me, and they said, I think this is with Akashic, you have to be true to yourself, like really be authentic. And so then I decided to just like sit with that and feel into that. And then I thought, wow, I'm starting to have feelings. So I texted him through Google Translate, and I said, I'm just starting to have feelings for you. I know I'm coming in as a doctor, but I just wanted to let you know. And the response was, I'm feeling the same. Let's get married.
Oh.
And we had just known just for a couple of weeks. We're just friends. And I was like, do I just cancel my ticket? Like, this is crazy, you know?
How many years ago was this?
This was about 7-8 years ago. Yeah.
Wow. 7-8 years ago and two children since. Or that's spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So then I thought, okay, well, I'm just going to go. So the parts of where we live, it's very hard to come into. And I made the journey, thank God. I didn't know any Portuguese or Pano or anything. And then we became like, we fell in love immediately. And I was just stepping into this like princess role, I guess, leading with him. And so then we got married. And then about a year or two later, when we started understanding each other's languages, we got in a fight because he thought that I asked him to get married. And then I thought the opposite.
Well, but you were both happily married. What were you fighting about?
Yeah. So it was the Google Translate of the divinity of. Yeah.
Oh, so the Google Translate was wrong.
Yes. It was, yeah. So we were just saying we liked each other, not to get married, but we ended up getting married.
Oh, it's a great story.
So now we have a 3-year-old and a 20-month-old boy and girl, and it's been a very beautiful journey of just, just following the path, really. And where we live, it is, we're living with uncontacted tribes. There aren't any roads. We're just deep in the Amazon. And
what do you mean no roads?
There aren't any roads. You have to take a private plane or some days of boats to get to us on a canoe with a motor on it. It's pretty deep in there.
How do you drive your car?
through, I don't know, your imagination or something.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I was asking him earlier a little bit, tell us a little bit about, but he's, I asked him, I said, do you have stores and all that? And he said, our supermarket is the Amazon.
Yeah. You just,
it's the forest.
Yeah. You just grow your own food and figure out how to just have a good life.
And okay, so we're going to hear one of your songs now in a moment, but this is fascinating and it would be great to talk more with you at some point. But like one last question on this, like how did you adapt? Because that's not the way you were born in Ohio and raised.
Yeah, I'm still adapting. I think that each time we come into the United States and then go back into the tribe, the family, we go through a culture shock. So it's just this, it's a completely different world out there. I'm still adapting. I think it will take maybe a lifetime, but really the thing that is the glue to having the courage to walk that is the love, is to like just surrendering to the path of love. And then that helps like weave the ways of knowing how to walk through those different realms of Western world and non-Western world realities.
And the children, they look like children. I mean, they're running. I don't mean it that way, but yeah, they're running around here at the house and they're kicking a soccer ball and all that. How are they in the Amazon?
They adjust. Out there, you have to be very aware of your surroundings and anything can kill you. So we kind of run after them like crazy and just make sure and teach them. But they have different personalities.
That's like here though, right?
Yeah. 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 And I think kids adjust quicker and they're born into it. So it's just this thing that happens.
Wow. Oh yeah. My gosh. The two of you are fascinating. I look forward to continuing the conversation another time, but we're going to get to hear a song, and it's, tell us about your music and the song we're going to hear.
Yeah. So I'm of course really honored to share this song. Haru, this whole album is really dedicated to him and his beautiful music. And they asked me to sing one song in there. Of course, his music is thousands of years old. Some of the chants are just deep, sacred healing chants that can just really heal you on a deeper level. My song that I sing, it's something that just started because we do a lot of ceremonies and we work with plant medicines and we travel the world. Of course, we're working politically to help with the environment and working in the leadership to like bring that awareness to humanity, but we also do retreats because it's all needs to be done together. And so this song was done just to really like help people heal their heart and walk the path of forgiveness. And there's a lot of beauty that can be understood when you can ask yourself or whatever it is for forgiveness and to receive that forgiveness. And it's a Hawaiian prayer actually. Yeah. And I sing in English, with the Hawaiian music, and it's really helpful because a lot of people want that when we're in ceremonies that are Westerners and not understanding what Haru's singing, which, you know, he sings beautiful stuff, but, anyway, yeah. So, it's Hawaiian and the idea behind it is to really transmute karma and to transmute things that have been done for yourself, for your ancestors, for humanity, the collective, from behind, present, and ahead, and so that we can pave a way for a beautiful future of light.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. Pronounce your first name for me.
Haida.
Okay, yeah. I was pronouncing it right. Good.
Yeah, you did it good. Yeah.
All right. So here is Haida Kuntanawa and her song on the album Prince Haru, right?
Yes.
Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono. Yeah. You're on the Life Changes Show Online Edition. Mm-hmm.
Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, ho. Hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, ho. Hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, ho. Hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, ho. Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, ho. Hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, ho. Hey, ya, hey, ya, hey. Hey ya, hey ya, ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ho, ho. Ho no, po no, ho no. Ho no, po no, ho no, po no, ho no, po no. Ho no, po no, ho no, po no, ho no, po no. Ho no, po no, ho no, po no, ho no, po no. Hona, hona, I love you. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I thank you, I love you. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I thank you. Hona, hona, hona. Hona, hona, hona.
Hona, 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 I
with that, that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.